Well, someone who's been right in the thick of the action is High Peak mum of three, Hayley Lever. She's been a games maker, helping the cyclists get to the press interviews and to help them to get to those interviews post-race. She joins me this morning. Morning, Hayley.
Good morning.
Good morning. We keep hearing this expression, a games maker. Just explain what a games maker is.
Games maker is the term that describes all of the volunteers who are working down at the Olympics, well, and across the country at all the venues, you know, doing a whole host of roles, stewarding, working on sort of sport teams, event teams, all kinds of different jobs, really.
And what made you want to become a games maker and volunteer your services for these games?
I think just, you know, when it was announced that they were going to be recruiting this massive team of people, I just thought that would be the most amazing thing to do, you know, to be a real part of the Olympics. And, you know, being a mum of three, I also sort of really wanted to do something that would connect us with the Olympics so that the girls would understand a bit more about, you know, what it was all about as well.
And just explain your role in the games as a games maker.
Yeah, so my role is to, when the cyclists come off the track and they go and, you know, they're interviewed by the broadcast media, they then come through what's called the mix zone, which is the area where all the journalists are. And it's our job to kind of tie them up with the journalists, so get the interviews that they want before taking them on to the media conferences.
Right, I've got my little name-dropping bell ready here. There we go. Just tell me some of the people that you've been taking to the press area.
Jason Kenny, Chris Hoy, Laura Trott.
You're doing well. You're name-dropping like nobody else.
Yeah. It's been an amazing 6 days. And, we've been working with all of the athletes as they've come through, with all the highs and lows that have gone with it.
What are they like as soon as they come off the racetrack? I can't imagine the adrenaline that must be rushing through them and the fact that many of them have picked up medals.
Yeah, they're all very different, I guess. You know, some are really, you know, on a massive high. Obviously, they've done really, really well. I'm assuming we're not just talking about the British cyclists, but from across the world, you know. Some are very calm. Some are consummate professionals, you know, some are really giddy and excited. So it's just great to see all the different emotions that, you know, that go on at such an intense time.
So what's been your favourite story from the game? Any particular memory that you'll take with you?
Oh, the noise of the place, you know, the way the crowd, the roar of the crowd that kind of follows the cyclists around the track, particularly in the, in the team events. And the team pursuits at the beginning of the week were just incredible for the roar. I'm still on a high myself. You know, it's a very intense atmosphere, and the job that we're doing is quite a lot of pressure to it as well. But then, you're right in the thick of the action. Chris Hoy, I was with Chris Hoy last night after he won and, you know, took him up to the media conference and things, and that is just an unforgettable moment, you know, to be accompanying someone who's just achieved what he's done.
I love that, Hayley. I was with Sir Chris Hoy, accompanying up to the medal. You just say it so nonchalantly as if it's like an everyday occurrence.
No, well, it took me a very long time to get to sleep last night, put it that way. It's, very exciting. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
I can imagine.
A fantastic opportunity.
And I tell you what, a fantastic time for Derby to be talking about building a velodrome.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you can capture that, you know, the enthusiasm that people have for, you know, for getting on and having... I mean, all I wanted to do last night afterwards, get on a bike and have a go, you know, and go around the track just to see what it was like. And I'm sure, you know, lots of people will feel the same. They'll look at that and think, wow, that was quite interesting. You know, I'd like to give that a go. Yeah, I know it's a cliche. They talk about inspiring the next generation, but it'd be a perfect time for Derby to do that and give, you know, a local facility for people to get involved with cycling. It'd be absolutely phenomenal.
And you organise the Derbyshire Village Games. You're expecting a huge influx of new applicants for the next games.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we organise, with the Community Sports Trust, we organise classes and clubs and activities and events all across rural Derbyshire. And a big part of our role is to capture the enthusiasm of what people will be all fired up post-Olympics and want to take up new sports. And it's our job to kind of work with people in villages to... Yeah, help them put on activities and join up with activities locally, whether that be running, cycling. I mean, we've got inspiration all around, really, from all the different things that have gone on at the Olympics. So we need to get hold of that now and give people the chance to try new things.
Fantastic. Well, listen, I know you've probably got a lunch date with Victoria Pendleton, and then
unfortunately not.
No. Listen, it's lovely to talk to you this morning. Glad you have enjoyed it. Thanks for just sharing a few of your memories with us today. Hayley Lever from the High Peak, who's been volunteering at the velodrome in the Olympic Park this week.